I am successful. I love myself and I am successful. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I love myself and I am successful. How many of us can say that about ourselves? How many of us can say about ourselves that we love ourselves and we are successful? Most of us work very diligently, very difficultly to accomplish what we want. And because we work so diligently and we work so maddeningly, we don't accomplish things with a happy heart. We may accomplish a lot of things, but we don't accomplish. We are so panicky, we are so stressed on what we're trying to do, that the very thing that should be a delight, the very thing that should be magical and wonderful in our life, becomes a very tragic thing. But when I love myself, I am successful. Everything that I do when I love myself, it's a successful thing. Now, it might be brushing my teeth. You say, brushing your teeth? Come on now. Success comes with money. Success comes with business. Success comes with relationships. Success comes with health and all that good stuff. That's right. And success comes with brushing my teeth. When I choose to brush my teeth in the morning, as I choose to do every morning, I gently take my toothbrush and put the toothpaste on it. And then I put it in my mouth and I brush my teeth. I dampen the toothbrush first and I make sure the toothpaste is just lightly on the brush. I'm not trying to wash the Grand Canyon out. I'm just brushing my teeth. And so I start brushing my teeth up and down and around and back and forth, and it feels so good. I have a sort of fresh feeling being born in my mouth. I have a success in brushing my teeth because it is a joyful experience for me. It is a happy experience. Now, everything that I do in life should be a happy experience. And it is when I love myself. When I tell myself, hey, Herb, you're okay guy. Herb, I like to be with you. Herb, I'm proud to be with you. Herb, when I walk down the street with you, I stick out my chest and put up my chin and I say, gee, this is a wonderful guy I'm in. And it is. It is because I like myself. Now, how can I like myself? How can I go about liking myself when all of my world seems to be filled with a lot of busyness? Well, the first thing to do is to stop being filled with so much busyness, to stop being filled with so much activity that says the world is a tough place to be in. And when I stop doing that, then I can start having all sorts of wonderful times. Now, I get up in the morning and I want to brush my teeth. And I like myself, and so I am successful in brushing my teeth. And I do it gently, lovingly. I do it properly. I wash off the toothbrush when I'm done and rinse out my mouth when I'm done. And I feel just glorious. I am successful because I like me. Now, if I didn't like me, oh, I haven't had many mornings like that, but a morning now and then. If I didn't like me on a morning and I brushed my teeth, I would have a bad taste in my mouth. Even though I'd put this refreshing toothpaste in my mouth, even though I'd washed out my mouth with fresh water and made myself feel good, I just have a sour taste in my mouth. Have you ever had a sour taste in your mouth? Have you ever had a sour taste in your mouth after you've brushed your teeth? Oh my goodness, that's the time to really watch out, because what you're doing, you're allowing the world around you and the world in you to be a very difficult thing to get along with. You're allowing all of these things to panic you. You're allowing these things to say, ooh, ooh, ooh. And when you put that tension there, You're closing off all the nerves of your body. You're closing off all the activities of your body. And your functioning body, which is functioning so perfectly all the time, is not receiving all the benefits that the glands and the activities of your body provide. When we are peaceful, when we are relaxed, when we are saying to ourselves, I like me, when we're saying to myself, I love me, I live in a wonderful body, I live in a fantastic body, I live in a glorious body, I live in a beautiful world. Everybody in my world is wonderful. Everybody in my world is exciting. Everybody in my world is filled with joy and filled with peace and filled with harmony. And when I start saying that, I begin looking around me and I begin seeing, yep, I guess so. People around me are filled with joy and peace and harmony. And as I look around me, I see the world is a pretty wonderful place. The world is a pretty exciting place. The world is a very happy place. The world is a place where everything is pretty wonderful. And as I begin doing this, I have a sweet taste that sort of rises up in my mouth, rises up in my throat, rises up in me and says, hey, this is a wonderful day, isn't it? And I have a smile on my heart and my lips, a smile in my eyes, and I just feel so wonderful. You know, I could do that on purpose if I want. I can do on purpose anything I want to do. I can love myself on purpose. Truly, I can. Everyone can. You can love yourself on purpose by saying, hey, this is a wonderful world I live in. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I got the greatest family in the world. I got the greatest friends in the world. I got the greatest job in the world. I got the greatest boss in the world. I got the greatest world in the world. Hey, isn't it wonderful? You should come along and see my world. Boy, would you feel happy. Would you feel good. Would you feel that you love yourself. Golly, that person must really love themselves to have all those things working so harmoniously for him. That person must really love himself to have everybody else look at him and smile and say, I like that guy. He's nice to be with. He's a friendly fellow. He's a good guy. I like him. I like him. Do people say that about you? Do you first say that about you? Every single moment of your life? Every single moment, do you say, I'm a nice guy. I'm the kind of guy I'd like to be with. I'm the kind of guy I'd like to make friends with. Yes, I am. I'm a nice guy. And every time I say, I'm a nice guy, nice things happen to me, and a nice world opens up to me, and I feel like I'm 10 feet tall. I feel so glorious inside of me, and I have a sweet taste in my mouth. I have a sweet feeling in my eyes. I look out, and it's a glorious world I'm looking upon. Yes, everything is in divine order when I like myself. Everything is in divine order when I say, I love me, I love me, I love me. And really, that's what it's all about. Can you claim this for yourself? Can you claim, I love me for yourself and really love yourself? Can you love yourself? Can you be successful in everything you do because you first loved yourself? You don't get anywhere when you say, I don't think this will work. No, that's not a good idea. And hey, that's bad. The only way you get anywhere is when you love yourself and you say, yes, this will work. Yes, this is a great idea. Yes, everyone will appreciate what I'm doing here. This is a wonderful thing. I'll be wonderfully successful at this. This is fantastic. And when we go into any project with that song in our heart, with that attitude in our mind, with that beingness in who and what we are, then we can be sure, yes, I can be sure, that everything that I do is wonderful and very wonderful, good and very good, and done right now. Because that's who I am. That's who I am. Wonderful and good and fantastic and glorious. And that's who you are too. Take this and tuck it in your heart and say, I love myself and I am successful. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. And I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. For that is what the world is all about. Harvard Flow. Now.